inviting me to speak today. I first want to say that we stand with workers across Europe who are being worn down by austerity. We don't stand with the bosses who want to take away every right we have. We especially do not have anything in common with the likes of UKIP and the Tories, who of course would not lift a finger to help workers. Unfortunately, the right-wing viewpoint is the only one put forward in the mainstream media to try and even things out a bit. The trade unionist and socialist coalition launched a campaign to ask that none of the right-wing lead campaigns receive state funding to peddle their right-wing nationalist reasons for exit. Whilst we were not successful in the campaign, we got a good response to the petition we asked people to sign, and it provided much needed publicity for the left argument for exit. The EU stands for misery and exploitation for most, just as the Greek people what the EU has done for them. Further, had the Greek government stood up to the Troika and refused to pay the debt or give out the austerity that was a condition of being given huge loan for massive interest rates, this would have inspired workers and young people across Europe. You can see why the Troika tried to wear down the Greek government so much. EU big business has double standards when it comes to immigration. On the one hand, employers need a cheap, plentiful source of labour in order to keep pay down for everyone. The race to the bottom can be avoided by demanding a £10 an hour minimum wage for everyone, regardless of where workers come from, without exemption. But $15 an hour has already been won in some states of the US, can be won here. With a determined trade union back campaign. On the other hand, employers and capitalist EU do not care about people risking their lives for clean water and regimes, and care even less about those who drown doing this. Whether we are in or out of the EU, the capitalists will still try to inflict austerity on us. Any rights that have been won by the struggles of workers and are as an afterthought of the capitalists in order to level the playing field for the bosses, not because of employers wanting to improve the lives of workers. Right-wingers on both sides try to whip up fear and hatred, both peddle the lie that we in Britain will be more vulnerable to terrorism. Yet all will have back the bombing of Syria and other countries, which has fueled the scare. The scourge of terrorism. Unfortunately, Jeremy Corbyn, some trade unions and others who want to stay in the EU are quite wrong to say that if we stay, our rights will be protected as has been pointed out. Mr. Corbyn has bowed to pressure from his right wing, clearly. But perversely, the EU Corbyn says he wants to stay in doesn't allow for nationalisation. In fact, it is not legal under EU law. 70% of the population of Britain support the nationalisation of the railways, and the nationalisation of the British steel industry, which has considerable support amongst the general public, wouldn't be possible under EU law. On the other hand, privatisation for profit is allowed and is encouraged. A socialist government would defy EU laws and nationalise anyway. But we believe that Jeremy Corbyn should be leading a left exit campaign, and then the chance of the Tories being ousted from power would be far greater than it is at present. To give a few examples of workers' rights not being protected by the EU, it didn't prevent Tesco attacking the pensions of staff or the premiums they enjoyed for working anti-social hours. Neither did it prevent the UK government's quest to break up the national pay bargaining for council workers and teachers, or its attack on public sector pensions. EU treaties have consistently undermined workers' rights as it promotes use of zero-hours contracts, low-pay, flexible working, flexible for the bosses, of course, all of which especially affect young workers. The European Court of Justice has backed the rights of workers to challenge rulings, but when push comes to shove, it has always come down on the side of bosses, as in the example of the Viking shipping line, which wanted to reflag its inland to Estonia route to Estonia to take advantage of the lower wage rates of that country. The European Court of Justice ruling accepted the right to strike against this, but curtailed the strike scope and said it was possible that action taken by workers to protect their interests could be unlawful because it infringed the employer's interests. So, in other words, employees have free rein to pay the wages and conditions of a cheaper jurisdiction. An outvote is especially important as it would strike a mortal blow to this rotten Tory government and finish Cameron's career. It could lead to the calling of a general election, and Dan called it this week, only 24% voted for it, of course, in fighting the regime. Even a narrow yes vote could be Cameron extremely vulnerable. The Tories, of course, have split down the middle in Europe, and this is all to our advantage. It's possible that Jeremy Corbyn's Labour could form a government. A vote for Brexit would give workers a chance to defeat austerity with strong trade union leadership. The Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, is a proposal for harmonisation of the EU and US trade and business laws at the lowest level, usually US legislation. And it will, frighteningly, give free rein to the big pharma corporations who are clamouring to buy up en bloc NHS services. The Health and Social Care Act 2012 enshrined this principle, in fact. The Socialist Party calls for the nationalisation of the pharmaceutical industry and the NHS, so the huge companies cannot put the health of their profits above the health of patients. It is clear where the interests of big business lie. It has admitted as much. Sir Stuart Rose, the chairman of the Britain Strong in Europe campaign, has said that if there was a Brexit, the price of labour would go up. Not in their interest, clearly. However, we feel that the only defence against the bosses' attack on our paying conditions is to build strong independent, fighting trade unions with a class-conscious leadership committed to changing society in a socialist direction. The Socialist Party is internationalist, not nationalist, as well as calling for an outvote as a verdict on hate of Tory government and austerity. We call for a democratic socialist confederation of Europe. This would give workers the jobs, homes and services they desperately need. The capitalist EU cannot and won't provide us with the basics of life. It is unaccountable and unreformable. Its 700 or so MEPs have no real power. It is the European Council that holds the real power, and that makes the laws. So it would be impossible to change things from inside it. That's why we think that's what we think about leaving the EU, and that's what we think needs to be done to ensure that there is a future for workers free from unemployment and austerity.